Israeli police forces have stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque after a Palestinian was killed and several more injured in occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The Palestinian was shot dead by Israeli settlers outside the mosque. Earlier reports put the death toll at 2. Our correspondent Shirin Yassin reports from Al-Quds.
A few hours after an Israeli guard killed a Palestinian man in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, clashes ensued. Israeli police and soldiers were deployed in and outside Silwan neighborhood. The soldiers used stun grenades, rubber bullets, and tear gas canisters to disperse the angry crowds who hurled stones at them. Israeli sources say the victim, a 32-year-old man, approached the Israeli guard in an attempt to attack him. But Palestinians say Samer Sarhan, father of 5, was killed deliberately as he was walking down the road early Wednesday. A few other people were injured.
I go to see who is it. Who? I go there, I ask the police, they didn't say the name, but I know in the end that my husband of my daughter, he's the one they shot him.
Silwan neighborhood has always been a flashpoint between Israelis and Palestinians for some time now. Israel wants to demolish 22 houses in order to build an archaeological site, but Palestinians refuse to leave. Israeli settlers live side by side near their Palestinian neighbors, so arguments are frequent and clashes are ongoing.
They want the land without the people. They not want me because I am Arabic, I am Palestinian people. Yeah, they want to demolish our homes and they want to crush our area. And we will never leave our homes and we will never leave Jerusalem.
The clashes come a few weeks after direct talks were launched between the Palestinian Authority and Israelis in Washington. It also comes some days before the partial free zone settlement construction expires. The Palestinian Authority says it will pull out of talks if the freeze is not extended, but Israel has so far refused. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he will not extend the freeze, but indicated he could limit construction work to major settlement blocks.
This comes at a very critical moment, right before the freeze of settlement issue is on the international diplomatic platform. And Israel hopes that with a violent reaction from the Palestinian people, it will be able to escape and avoid addressing the issue of the illegal colonial settlements.
Nearly 500,000 Israelis live in more than 100 settlements built on occupied land in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Under international law, all these settlements, which the PA wants a freeze on their expansion, are illegal. Israel closed off the Palestinian territories for the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. And down in Silwan neighborhood, the Israeli forces' presence as well as tension is still high. As leaders are talking together and smiling to cameras, the reality on the ground is different. And Palestinians say that they are upset and unhappy, and they demand an end to the Israeli occupation, which is, according to them, a major cause of violence. From Silwan neighborhood, Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.